As he was playing with a squeaky rubber chicken, the phone in the hall rang. Charlie was sopping wet, so I couldn't very well take him out of the tub then and there. I wanted to answer the phone in case it was Charles calling to tell me how he'd made out in Spain. So I did the next best thing. I pulled the plug, thinking the water would be shallow enough so that Charlie couldn't drown himself. Yes, I know, that was foolish of me. You don't have to analyze anything to tell me that. I left him there, sitting in the tub with the water running down the drain. It wasn't Charles on the phone after all, it was my Aunt Cherelle. We were exchanging pleasantries when I heard a blood-curdling shriek coming from the bathroom. I instantly dropped the phone and ran to Charlie. He was standing up in the tub, shaking from head to foot and screaming in a high, piercing voice that I had never heard from him before. Rather than going beet red as a result of so much screaming, his face went chalk white. I picked him up in my arms and cuddled him, sopping wet and all, and kissed his poor pasty face. This seemed to calm him down a little, and after a while I asked him what was wrong. "The drain," he whimpered. Ah, so that was it, I thought. He was scared of the drain. Some children could be at that age. "Charlie, honey," I said in a voice which I could barely control. "Don't be scared of the drain. Only water can go down the drain, see? People are too big to go down the drain, even cute little babies like you. There's no need to be scared, sweetie." I kissed his little face over and over again, and after a while he calmed down enough so that I could put him to bed. I stayed with him for a few minutes just in case, but he soon went right to sleep. I thought that was a good sign and hoped there would be no more episodes of that nature. He'd frightened me more than he was frightened himself. Later that night, I called Cherelle back to explain what had happened. She told me that I'd been afraid of the drain when I was a baby, but that, after a few times in the bathtub, I'd got over my fear. She said that it would likely be the same with Charlie. I thought so too, and put it entirely out of my mind, especially after I heard from Charles. He was going to Barcelona, and Charlie and I were coming too. That was all that mattered. No, Dr. Bailey, the death of my children has nothing to do with Charles. He wasn't there when they, you know. No, I didn't drown them. You're awfully blunt for a psychiatrist. Yes, I know that some mothers do it if they don't want their children, but I'm not some mothers. I loved Charlie and Bernie. Bernie was my daughter, but that comes later. Shall I get back to it? Our time in Barcelona was fantastic. Charles didn't do as well as he'd hoped. He wasn't a medal winner, but I still thought he conducted himself incredibly well. Charlie had never been very far from El Cerrato before. When I went to see Aunt Cherelle for 2 days, Liana and Luis, our two Chicano servants, looked after him. He was too young to travel with me all the way to New York at that time. He absolutely loved looking at all the interesting people and places when we went to Spain, and he even picked up a little of my Spanish. I'd studied it in college, and could speak enough to get by in Barcelona. When I couldn't think of a correct Spanish word or phrase, I'd substitute the Italian, with which I was much more familiar. That seemed to work just fine. I gave Charlie baths in the hotel room bathtub, and he wasn't scared at all. There was no mindless screaming, no terror of being sucked down the drain. I thought that we'd left those fears behind, and for a little while, I was right. When we got back to El Cerrato, Charlie happily splashed in the bath and didn't seem to mind when I pulled the plug to let the water out. I hadn't thought to tell Charles of the incident with the drain, and I didn't think I'd ever have to. He found out for himself. It was a few weeks after we got home from Spain. I was in my study, doing watercolor illustrations for a book which was ironically called Bath Time for Little Bear. Charles, who loved his son almost as much as I did, was feeding him banana pudding in the kitchen. Charles put his head in my door to tell me that the baby had got banana pudding all over himself, and that he was going to give Charlie a bath. I moved my head in vague assent and went back to my work. 5 minutes later, I was jolted back to reality when I heard the terrible, piercing scream I'd heard once before. I hurried into the bathroom and ran into Charles, who had been coming from the direction of the kitchen. There was little Charlie, screaming himself hoarse and shaking like a leaf on a windy day. "The drain! The drain!" he was screeching in a high, piercing voice that I hardly recognized. "It's going to get me!" We kissed him, we cuddled him, we even tried to feed him macaroni and cheese. This time he just wouldn't calm down. The screaming stopped after a while, but the crying and the convulsive shaking didn't. We tried to get him to explain what was wrong and why he was so scared of the drain, but he just went on hiccuping and howling. I wanted to put him into our big bed that night, but Charles wouldn't have it. He said that if you did that to a child at that age, it would spoil its disposition and independence. So into his cot Charlie went, and the crying went on sporadically through the whole night. I wanted to run to Charlie and comfort him, but Charles was absolutely against it. He told me it wasn't good to mollycoddle a boy of Charlie's age, that it would put the wrong ideas into his head. I kept saying that he was only a baby and that he was scared. But Charles had a rational argument for my every irrational one. He said that no son of his was going to grow up to be a sissy. He was a good swimmer, and he was adamant that his son would grow up to love the water too. When he was satisfied that he had convinced me of his rightness, he fell into a sound sleep. I lay awake all night, listening to the slightest sob and hiccup from Charlie's room. Charles's snoring infuriated me. I thought he should be as worried as I was. He wasn't, though. He never was. After that, bath time was a chore that had to be got through as quickly as possible. Even if his father or I stayed right by him, Charlie still screamed and kicked and cried. I remember that Charles tried to slap him out of his hysteria one night, but that made things even worse. After that, Charlie couldn't stand to have his father near him when he was having a bath. His screaming and crying got so bad that we finally took him to a child psychologist. If you don't believe me, you could probably find it in some records somewhere. Yes, I know, this is New Mexico and not Florida, but all I'm saying is that the records exist. The doctor's name was Romero. He told us that Charlie had something called ablutophobia, which was a fear of being washed or bathed, but I knew this couldn't be true. When I gave him sponge baths or washed his hands at the sink, he didn't mind at all. What he had, I thought, was drainophobia.